I have already discussed how retaining a task in the working memory requires you to ignore all other intrusive information. The good news is that it is possible to train your concentration. An excellent review article published by the psychologist K. Anders Ericsson cites a number of examples of extreme expertise in the case of complicated tasks, such as playing the violin. According to Ericsson, when you are starting to learn the violin, you can only practice effectively for a maximum of 1 hour each day. You will not learn more by practicing for longer. The more experience you gain, however, the longer you will be able to practice. In the article, he refers to violinists at the Berlin University of the Arts. These gifted musicians practice for a maximum of 4 hours a day, often in two sessions. The same approach has been found in other areas of expertise, too. A special talent for a specific skill is only half the story. Athletes and musicians who perform at the highest levels also train extremely hard. The trick is to learn how to maintain a consistently high level of performance for increasingly longer periods of time. If you don't practice, you will never become a good violinist, and this applies almost certainly to all tasks that require concentration. Your capacity to study long and hard can also diminish when you haven't done it for a while. In that case, you will need to undergo a training program to build up your level of expertise again. It's not just about having the ability to perform a certain skill at a high level, but also about being able to perform at that high level for increasingly longer periods of time. It is also true that working endlessly for hours on end rarely produces the desired result. In the case of an extremely difficult skill like playing the violin, there is little point in practicing for more than 4 hours a day. This might sound reassuring to some, but to others, the idea of being able to concentrate for as long as 4 hours is a distant reality, especially when their working day is full of meetings and other ancillary activities. Although concentration is certainly a matter of training, you should try to avoid apps that promise to improve your attention through training programs that require you to perform tasks on your smartphone. The downside of these programs is that they do not apply to external situations and are of no use to you when you are not using the app. You might get a kick out of improving your score on the app, but it won't help you much out there in the real world. A good example of this can be found in an extensive experiment in which scientists made use of the large viewing figures for the popular BBC science TV program Bang Goes the Theory. No fewer than 52,617 participants, between the ages of 18 and 60, took part in an internet study lasting 6 weeks. Beforehand, they were tested on a wide range of cognitive functions, including attention. The tests were used to map their cognitive functions and record any improvements. The experimental group was instructed to complete 6 training tasks in 10 minutes, 3 times each week. The better the test subjects began to perform, the more difficult the tasks became. One of the tasks focused specifically on attention, and the others were related to cognitive functions like memory and reason. The control group spent their time at the computer too, but not doing anything that would have any training effect. After 6 weeks, 11,430 participants had completed the training, and they had their attention measured again. None of the training programs, including specifically for attention, led to any actual improvements in relation to attention. So although the test subjects did perform better on the training tasks than the control group, this training effect did not generalize to any other attention tasks. The only way to improve your attention in relation to your studies or work, therefore, is simply by studying or working more. And who knows, you might even get some actual work done in the process, too.